Le'ili Nishmas, Abba Mori, Zichrono Livracha.
Bez Hashem, we're beginning now, Simon Vav. The Shulchan Aruch gives us a translation, an explanation of the bracha of Asher Yatzar. When you leave the bathroom, you say the bracha of Asher Yatzar, Es Ha'adam Bechachma. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Brias Ha'adam Hi Bechachma Nifra. There was a lot of wisdom put into the creation of the human body. What's the wisdom? So first the Shulchan Aruch says that there is a perfect balance inside the body. The body on the one hand has organs that need to be closed. Also there are openings that we have, and everything fits together perfectly. And two, the Shulchan Aruch says, what's the Chachma? That Hashem created the food for man before creating man. This is actually a big deal that Hashem provides our food for us. And the whole world really, the Rav Tzadik Gaon says that the food functions in order to provide food for Hashem's creations. Oh, then we continue. Uvarabo nekavim nekavim chalulim chalulim. That there are openings and there are cavities. And nekavim rabim, there are openings, the mouth and the nose. And also there are, inside there are chalulim, the lungs and the heart. Oh. And now our girsa is, Im Yipaseach comes first. The Shulchan Aruch had the girsa, Im Yisaseim comes first. So let's say Yipaseach Ochad Mehem, if something which is supposed to be closed opens, then it can be, then a person, God forbid, could die. If you have an extra opening in, the heart or the lungs, so that could be very dangerous. And the things that are supposed to be closed, so if they're, the things that are supposed to be open, if they're closed, so then that could also be very dangerous. So for example, the Shulchan Aruch says, when a baby's born, the mouth is supposed to be open. And if it's closed, then God forbid the baby could die. Afilu shachas, even if it was closed for a short time, he could die. So the openings have to be opened properly. The things that are closed have to be closed properly. And if the openings are closed and the closed are open, then God forbid a person could die. So Hashem has it worked out exactly perfectly. Now the Shulchan Aruch had the girsa of afilu shachas, even for one short time. Many don't have that girsa. Since the Shulchan Aruch had that girsa, that's why he gave the example that when a baby's born, if his mouth doesn't open, even for a short time, he could die right away. He's giving an example, if it's closed for a short time, then he could die right away. Oh. Now if you don't have Shoachas, so then you can give another pshat. The Shulchan Aruch says that the openings and the clothings, there's a limit. There's a limit. So for example, let's say a person goes to the bathroom. If a person goes to the bathroom too much, the Shulchan Aruch says, so then he could im avar hagvul yamus. He could die. He could lead to getting sick. Certainly, if a person's unable to go to the bathroom and can't relieve himself at all, that's very, very dangerous. That's immediately dangerous. You say the bracha v'asher yatzar. That's the basic thing to think about. That a person is able to relieve and remove the waste from himself. That's a big bracha, that's a big nes. And if a person can't do that, then immediately he's in tremendous danger. And that's a tremendous bracha that a person should think about. And as we said before, the cavities that are supposed to be closed, the lungs, the heart, the stomach, so if those are open, then Rachmana Litzlan, it could be very dangerous and a person could die, Rachmana Litzlan. So this is the Chochma in the human body. Then the bracha continues, Rofecho basar mafli lasos. What does that mean? The Shulchan Aruch tells you, what does that mean? What's the Rofecho basar? So number one, that the body knows to remove the waste from the body. If any of the toxins that are in our food that we absorb remained in the body, too many, that would be very dangerous. So the body knows on its own to remove the waste. So that's number one. That's the number one, the Rofecho Basar. That's the refua that's built into the body, that the waste is removed. Oh, and what's the Mafli Lasos? The Mafli Lasos is that we mentioned before, the body is like a node, it's a container full of ruach, normally you put a hole in something, then everything comes out. The ruach yotze. The person's full of holes and the ruach stays, the person stays alive. Things that shouldn't come out don't come out. Things that stay in are supposed to stay in. But, so that's the mafli lasos. The Shulchan Aruch gives another pshat. Shabora tov ma'achol v'dochol apsolos. A person eats food and the body knows to retain and maintain the good stuff from the food. What's absorbed that we keep? We keep the good stuff. We keep the tov from the food. In other words, it's not just, there are two things here. One is that the body naturally removes the waste. There's another idea. Food contains both, and the body knows naturally that when the food goes into the bloodstream, the body absorbs all that which is good. It's the same food. Somehow there's a tremendous chokhmah, mafli lasos. It's wondrous that the body knows, the bloodstream knows, to keep the good stuff and remove the bad stuff. The Rama adds on that what's the mafli lasos? The combination of the ruchnius and gashmius. You have the physical body, and within the body we have the neshama, and that's a tremendous, tremendous combination. How that works, that's a wondrous idea, that within the body there's a neshama, and the neshama is there, but it's not physical, but it's contained within the physical body. That's a mafli lasos. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, who adds on to the Ramah. This is a little bit of a deeper idea. When a person eats food, so the food sustains the body and also the neshama. The guf is nenah from the gashmias of the maichel, and the neshama is nenah from the ruchnias of the maichel. Somehow, within the food, there's a ruchnias element as well, which in a sense feeds the neshama. That's a deeper, deeper, deeper idea of the mafli lasos. So these are some things to think about when a person says Asher Yatzar. And I would suggest choosing one thing to focus on for a while, and then, once that becomes natural in your thought process, then add some more. One of these ideas, think about the mafli lasos, think about yipaseh echad mehem, that if one opens up and think about something which, if it opens out, it shouldn't be open. Just think about the heart for half a second. Think about the lungs for half a second. And our whole bracha of Asher Yatzar, the kavanah would be raised tremendously. And it's very striking. The Shulchan Aruch decided to give us the translation, the explanation of Asher Yatzar. Obviously, it's an important bracha, and we have to recognize the tremendous wisdom that goes into the human body, how everything fits together so, so perfectly. People that learn science understand this even more and more. There's tremendous, tremendous depth and greatness. Hashem's greatness is really revealed in the chachma and the human body. So we all should take this bracha seriously. Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal very often would talk about the bracha of Asher Yatzar. The simcha a person should have after he's able to successfully use the bathroom. A person go through his whole day and just thanking Hashem that his body runs normally. Most of us don't think about these things, but we should. And Asher Yatzar is the time to thank Hashem that everything's running normally and it, appreciate it. And we'll say the bracha with kavana, which is good. We're talking to Hashem with kavana, which is good. And we'll be happier people. Grateful people are happier people. Grateful people are happier people. And Asher Yatzar is one way to really help a person train himself to be really grateful to Hashem. Could change your whole life. But one eighth about Asher Yatzar is, I tell people, I've heard from others, from my Rebbeim, it's better to say Asher Yatzar standing in one place. In general, it's better to say bracha standing in one place. But Asher Yatzar especially, sometimes we're walking around. One of my Rebbeim called Asher Yatzar Tfilas HaDerech. So if you want to start having a little more kavana with Asher Yatzar, can mamash change your whole life, start with saying it in one place, focus on one specific phrase in the bracha, and in general, be grateful to Hashem that everything runs normally, and we all should really be zocha to